Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, and so my question really is how can I get back on track? And not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted.
People are looking for answers. And the answers are there, but you have to know where to find them. And amazingly, the answers are not out in the world somewhere, but they're right within. Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. This is the old Talk to a Pastor radio program. Now I call it Shedding Shackles because that's what we want to do. We want to shed the shackles of the past to become free. We want to become free to move forward, to live positively and with joy and with purpose. Okay? Now, let's begin by saying that I have a listener call-in line. Not a lot of people are taking advantage of it. I think you should. What it is you call my number and you leave a voicemail. You'll get my voicemail. You leave a message. You leave a question or a comment. And some of them I'll play on the air. And because I'm not getting very many calls right now, there's a very good chance that your question will be answered on the air, as you will. You will see in just a moment I'm going to play one of the calls and answer the question on the air. Now, if you're listening to me for the first time, what you get here is, something to help you to wake up. See, what happens is that as we go through life, we make mistakes. You go out in the world and you become angry at this person and angry at that person and irritated at traffic and a little bit nervous about this and angry about that and disappointed about this and resentful over that. You see what I mean? Those were all failures. In case you didn't realize, you fail. We all know that being calm, patient, kind, graceful, we all know that to have grace under fire, we all know that's the way we want to be. But what happened? That's the way a human should be all the time. Okay? Well, and we also know, so we go out in the world and we fail because we become angry, we become resentful. See, part of us is selfish. Part of us is selfish, excuse-making, blaming, lie-loving, see, very selfish, prideful. And anytime anything stimulates our pride, why, we become resentful if we don't like it. If we do like it, then we puff up in excitement. Excitement over someone who likes us, or someone who says we're nice, or we're good, or we're smart. See, our ego likes that, but when something doesn't quite work out, then we become hateful. That's right, we actually become hateful. All these different words like unhappy, resentful, and angry, and irritated, and so on. You know what those are? Those are ways of saying, they basically boil down to hate. See? Well, that's not good. Well, you know something? We all kind of know deep down how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be, like I said, graceful, patient, kind. See? But what do? Instead of looking at ourselves and seeing our own weakness, we blame other people. See, Well, I could be patient if they wouldn't cut in front of me, if they wouldn't say, pile more work on me, if my wife would listen to me, if my husband listened to me, if my kids wouldn't always be asking me questions. Then I could be patient and I could be kind, but they're always bothering me. See how that's an excuse? So we fail. So we fail and fail and fail and fail a multitude of times every day. And then what do we do? We can't bear seeing that we failed. And so we escape into thinking, into thought, into daydreams, into the imagination, with the help of music and marijuana and the help of alcohol and video games and so on. You see what I mean? So we become escape artists, escaping from the truth. But that's even more failure. It's one thing to be wrong, but then it's another thing to not want to face it. Okay? So now you see the problem that we have. So what you need is to begin to wake up from where you've been hiding, in your thoughts, in your emotions, in your daydreams. And then we hide in our food and our trivia. And so before long, everything helps us to escape and to hide from the truth. Okay? And so coming back to reality is what you need. Okay? And so maybe I can help. Maybe I can help. Because you see, in reality is where God is. A lot of people, their lives are a mess. And you know why? Because God is not a part of their lives. See? Maybe they pretend that he is, but he really isn't. And because we were created to serve him, created to know him, see, we were created in his image and likeness. If he's not a part of your life, then something's missing and things can't be right until he is a part of your life. Well, luckily, he can become a part of your life, okay? So maybe if you wake up and get closer to truth, then you can see what's been blocking you from him, and then you can get closer to him, okay? Here's a call from Houston, Texas. All the way from Houston, Texas. Let's listen to the call.
Hi, my name is Caleb. I'm calling in from Houston, Texas. I've kind of had a bit of a question for you. I'm sort of having difficulty sticking with the plan that God wants me to live. I'm constantly falling back in and out again on God's plan and continuously falling back into the old habits, and I'm just having a lot of difficulty staying with where I need to be. And I just want to know if you had any info or any insight that could kind of help me push myself back into the right path and stay there.
It's a very good call, and well said, very succinctly. Yes, how do we get back on track after we just see that we're not living as we ought. Remember earlier I was talking about how we fail, how we become impatient with our kids, or we resent our husband, or we become irritated at traffic, you see? And we know we've sort of failed, but we don't want to. See, a lot of us don't want to. Now, some people, they don't see anything wrong with becoming angry and becoming hateful and yelling and screaming and then drowning their anger in alcohol and marijuana and so forth. Some people don't see anything wrong with that, okay? But some of us do. We do see something wrong with that. We don't want to be that way. We want to be noble. We want to be kind and patient and gracious, okay? And so we are thoughtfully considering how we fail. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about failing. So let me begin by saying that what we want is to fail less. See, salvation is, in a sense, it's instantaneous. At a certain moment, when you're ready, and God has entered your life with some light, and in that moment you see your own wrong, and you regret what you see, and you have a change of heart about it, well, it's instantaneous. But then, see, there's a lot to be seen, a lot to be undone. It's mainly a process of undoing, letting go of errors, and letting go of angers, letting go of resentments, and undoing the confusion and the problems that arose from many years of wrong living. So it's undoing. Well, you need help with that, and of course God's light will help you with that, but it can be a long process. So you start getting better, okay? And with each day, with each week, with each month, with each year, you get better and better. In other words, you become upset less. You become angry less. So you become resentful less. And so on. Blaming less, excuse making less, and so on and so forth. See, so it's a process of perfecting in God's light. So that one day, lo and behold, you wake up one day and what formerly would have irritated you, it doesn't irritate you anymore. What would have made you angry now, it doesn't make you angry. See? And so now you'll be able to see with your own eyes the improvement. So the first thing you have to see is that we egos, we tend to want to roll up our sleeves and make ourselves right. So then we go on some kind of a self-help program. So we study more, read more, make goals, and so on. But you know what? Somehow we're still trying. It's form of denial because we're still trying to make ourselves right without God. You see what I mean? So what you need is kind of let go and let God. Egos only know how to go to extremes. We either struggle with our issues or we throw in the towel and give up. But there's another way, a better way, a higher way. And it's learning to observe our issues and our symptoms without reacting to them. Learning to stand back and watch. And that's the way of the Christian mystics. It's the way of all noble people who learn how to let go and let God. If you need some help, stick around because I can give you some help. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line right now and leave a message on my voicemail. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. The program is called Shedding Shackles. My name is Roland, and life could be very sweet and good. You just need to learn a few things, okay, and get God back in your life. So it's actually very simple. See, what's happened to you is your life has become very complicated, and you think somehow that getting better is also complicated and will involve lots of effort. More study, more degrees, more good deeds, and so on, but actually, like I said earlier, it's more of letting go. Letting go. One of the things you can let go of is false obligations. See, people are very good at obligating you. See, what happens is we want to have some kind of an image. See, here, maybe this will be helpful. See, I could go on and I could make 50 programs about this topic. It's such a good topic. In other words, how to get back in God's will, how to stop messing up, and how to start doing what you kind of know he would want you to do. Okay, so what I was going to say is that what we egos in our life apart from God, okay, we develop some kind of a self-image, and it's reflected off of other people, and often it was given to us. Okay, either we liked it or we didn't like it, but we got it anyway. So you have an image of yourself of wanting to be a nice person, a good person, a helpful person, a Christian person, a spiritual person, a smart person, whatever the image is. Well, then you set out to try to make that come true, and then you become dependent on other people seeing you in that light. And if they don't see you the way you want to be seen, then you resent them. See? Well, what you have to learn is to let go of self-image. Just let go of your self-images. See? And just be a regular person. Let your hair down. Go about your life. Do your duty. Okay, go to work. Earn a fair day's pay for a fair wage. If you're in school, then study appropriately. Okay, if you can help someone, help them. But if you can't, don't worry about it. If you're a husband or a father or a wife, then do your duties, okay? Don't expect anything from others. Don't expect gratitude. And don't try to have some kind of a self-image. Don't see yourself as a wonderful person or as a terrible person. Don't see yourself as a nice person or as a mean person. Just go about your life and do what you're supposed to. Get my meditation so you can get close to the light. So you can gain objectivity, so you can see the way things really are. And don't depend on what other people think of you. If they like you, what good does that do? If they don't like you, so what does that do? Just do what you're supposed to do. Do what's right. Do your duty. See what I mean? Well, okay, so that should be of some help to you. Now let's talk about why we keep messing up, okay, which I've already talked about. But, you know, in each one of these programs where I talk about this topic, I'll just introduce different ideas. So today I want to introduce the idea that I've already introduced the idea that one of our things that we do is get angry, become resentful. So if you can begin to see that there's something wrong with anger and resentment, and then if you can gain some objectivity, in other words, where you can stand, where you learn how to go out, get a little bit of a mental distance or detachment by practicing the meditation, then you go out in the world, then you'll be able to go through situations without reacting to them, without becoming upset by them, without becoming entangled in them. So that'll help you to not be so angry. You can just observe something without being angry at it. Okay? Observe someone without judging them. Just see what there is to see, but don't be angry, don't judge them, don't resent them. You see what I mean? Don't take energy from what other people do or say or what happens. So that's one way that we mess up. So now you see I've given you several clues. Don't have a self-image of yourself. Don't try to please other people. Don't think of yourself as a good person or a bad person. Just see what there is. Meditate for objectivity. My meditation is, I have a free one, incidentally. So it's not like I'm trying to make money off of it. I'm not. I give it away. Okay? Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Now, I want to tell you something else that causes you to mess up. Something else that causes you to mess up. And you know what it is? It's not speaking up. It's not telling the truth. It's being a people pleaser and not wanting to rock the boat and then suppressing and not saying what needs to be said sometimes. And so that makes you a little bit of a coward, fearful of rocking the boat or not being politically correct, and so you're a little bit of a coward, and that also is a guilt for which you will then begin to feel the need for alcohol or drink or food or something to take away the pain of seeing the truth about yourself.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, so my question really is how can I get back on track? And not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted.
My real question is, why can't I hear His Word? Sometimes I can't hear His Word, and I am explaining to Him and explaining and trying to tell Him my particular thing.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does.
Actually, I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio, that's fine. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. I'm just at my end's wits. I haven't lost faith in God, but I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity.
Good people looking for answers. And sometimes the answer is very simple. As simple as letting go of resentment and believing back into what you know in your heart. You see, there are two ways in which we mess up, which we fall away from God's will, and where we don't do what we know He would like us to do, and where we mess up in life. One way is becoming angry and resentful, which I've been talking about this whole program. Becoming angry and resentful, that's one way. Okay, but now let's look what happens when you become angry and resentful. Then you feel guilty. See, you feel bad, you feel inferior, because anger is wrong, resentment is wrong, judging other people is wrong, hating other people is wrong, see? Being irritated, angry at things, is wrong. It's less than noble. And so you feel guilt over it, guilt in the light of truth, see? Because you're seeing yourself as you are. Well, then what do most of us do instead of just bearing a little bit of pain of seeing the truth about ourselves? Well, what do? We want to escape from that. So here comes the strategic drink. Here comes the alcohol. Here comes the video game. Here comes the marijuana. Here comes the trivia. Here comes the sports. Here comes the food. See? Here comes the distractions. Here comes shopping. Here comes anything that will takes you away. Here comes the cigarette or the Frappuccino from Starbucks. Anything that offers you comfort, or your friends come along and they say, oh, that's okay, you're a nice person, you know, it's okay to get angry, you couldn't help yourself. See, anything that comforts you in your wrong state, whether it's another person, or whether it's a cigarette or a drink, or whether it's a piece of apple pie, whatever you use to comfort yourself, see, robs you of, well, I was almost going to say robs you of salvation, but it can. In the long run, it can. But at least it robs you of that moment of the encounter with God's light of truth. In God's light, you see your own wrong. If you could just bear seeing your own wrong without reaching for something, see, to hide in, to escape in, to get comfort from, then the moment would pass and the little bit of pain of seeing your own wrong would refine into little bit of sadness over what you see about yourself. But then you know what? It reconciles you to God's light. It reconciles you to the inner standard. It reconciles you to what your purpose, to the flow of what you can become. It reconciles you to God, basically. Okay? And so any strategic thing you reach for, see, and some of us, we don't want to face the truth, so another way we deny God's truth is by condemning ourselves. So that's not good, okay? So now you see that anger is, and resentment and so on are wrong. But then even more wrong is to accept comfort from people who would comfort you, or food or substances that you use to comfort yourself. You see what I mean? So you just have to see that. Just see it. Then the other thing that causes us to feel uneasy and guilty and wrong, and which leads to a craving for escape into food and drink and marijuana and cigarettes and alcohol and people, phony friends who tell you that you're wonderful. The other thing that leads to that urge to escape is when you're not living your own life. See, you're just following other people's goals that they've set for you. And also, as I alluded to earlier, not speaking the truth. Not speaking the truth. Look, don't you admire someone who's honest and forthright? Okay, sometimes they say things that, you know, you may not like. It may not be comfortable to hear what they say, but you respect them for their honesty. You respect them for their honesty And in the long run, that's what we want. Remember when you were a kid and you did something, you made some little project or did an assignment or something. You didn't want the teacher or someone to say, "Oh, how wonderful. Oh, this is the most wonderful," when you knew it wasn't wonderful. What you wanted was constructive criticism. You wanted honest feedback. That's what you wanted. You wanted the truth. Okay. So now, why don't you become that person to others? A person who speaks the truth, but without anger, with a twinkle in your eye. And then you won't need to reach for the drink or the cigarette or the food to comfort yourself, because the truth itself will comfort you. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Well, if you want to start getting better, come back to the truth again, to honor, and to dignity, and to some poise. Okay, well, then keep listening to this program. And also, check out the meditation, and also some of my books. I've written 18 books. They're on Amazon. And also, I have over 500 YouTube videos with lots of good information on topics like this. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.